I got a friend who was bothered that we spent tax dollars, his tax dollars, to conduct a survey of the island, maybe find out how many people are homeless here in Shangri-La. You think if this bothered him, imagine what his irritation level will be when the next step pops up, funding for shelters or, God forbid, small houses. Out here on the left coast, we have warmer winters than most places back east, so homeless folks can survive a bit easier without frostbite or hypothermia. From Seattle and Gomorrah to San Diego, our cities are crowded with people living in their cars, in tents, huddled over heat vents, hiding under freeway overpasses and back alleys, entire families struggling to stay alive in whatever shelter they can scrounge up. RVs can be found lining multiple blocks, rusted and busted vehicles that no longer run, without water or power or sewer, without garbage pickup, without most of what the rest of us in the land of plenty have in abundance. But there are those who find no compassion for these American refugees, no sympathy for their plight, no pity for the poor. If my pal is any indication, the best remedy is to keep them out of sight and out of mind, and definitely away from his wallet and tax dollars. He believes the homeless situation is a hoax, just a ruse to use tax money for bogus bureaucratic bullshit. He asked me if I had ever known anyone on this island who was homeless. I said, of course I have. Stinky Steve for one, my heroin addict thief for another, and that was only on the south end. Up north, closer to town, there were plenty more than that. I'm not on the homeless census count committee, and I doubt it's epidemic here yet. But on any given day the food bank is open, the number of folks seeking handouts is incredible. Most have apartments, I'm betting. Some might even own a house. But there must be plenty who haul their bounty back to a tent or a shed somewhere back in the woods. Why begrudge them these morsels? Why go ballistic over trying to count them and, God forbid, even help them in some small way? We're not going to build them a three-story house and buy them a BMW so they can feel like a part of our community. Although, maybe if we did, they'd side with my buddy and stop all future funding for those leeches who want a free ride. I'll try that argument on him, see if it works, because I want his whining to end. The rich have got to stop complaining.